The church was consecrated in 1857, and you'll see from the dedication on the porch wall that it was built to honour the memory of the first Lord Wenlock, Paul Bilby Lawley Thompson, the owner of Escrick Estate. His sons were the second Lord Wenlock and Stephen Lawley, rector of Escrick. They financed the entire cost of building the church. The foundation stone was laid by the future third Lord Wenlock, and as we explore the church, we'll discover more about this landowning family and their impact on both church and village. On the day of the consecration, there were three services held in the church. According to the Yorkshire Gazette, the guests present on this interesting occasion were very numerous. Numerous indeed. There was Charles Kingsley. He was a clergyman, a historian, a writer of the Water Babies, and a friend of Charles Darwin. The report goes on to describe the celebratory luncheon.
At 2 o'clock, a very large party, including the clergy, with a considerable number of ladies and lay gentlemen, sat down to the most sumptuous banquet, which was served on the lawn fronting the rectory, under a most elegant marquee.
If you look out of the church door, you'll see the Parsonage Hotel in front of you, which was once the rectory. Take a moment to imagine that glorious summer day in 1857, when the great and the good gathered here to celebrate the opening of one of the most magnificent Gothic Revival churches in the whole of the East Riding. When you're ready, make your way into the main church.